There is a nutrient, it's a trace mineral, that is extremely powerful and can be a powerful tool for both those wishing to lose weight and those suffering from type 2 diabetes. And that mineral is chromium. Chromium has the ability to spare glucose. And what that means is that it helps to regulate glucose from spiking and falling in either direction. And this is important both for the type 2 diabetic as well as the person suffering from overweight or obesity, because the key chemistry behind obesity and type 2 diabetes is almost exactly the same. One is just a further extension of the other, which is why most type 2 diabetics are either severely overweight or constantly fighting the overweight battle. Chromium, in addition to other minerals such as vanadium and other nutrients such as aspartic acid, cinnamon extract, and others, have shown to help regulate not only blood sugar, but also, and perhaps even more important, insulin levels. Because behind elevated blood sugar is always elevated insulin. And finally, medicine is becoming aware of the fact that when they bring their diabetes patients in, they should not just be testing their blood sugar, but also their insulin levels. Because elevated insulin automatically elevates blood sugar. Conversely, lowering insulin levels automatically lowers blood sugar. And this has been proven again and again in dozens and dozens of clinical studies. And yet, mainstream medicine, up until very recently, has rejected this concept, insisting that type 2 diabetes was a disease of excess blood sugar, which it is not. When it comes to significantly being overweight or obese, we find the same scenario chemically going on. The body is producing too much insulin in response to the ingestion of sugars and carbohydrates. Doing so on a consistent basis constantly keeps insulin elevated in the bloodstream. This in turn literally locks the door so the body cannot reach the storehouses of energy in your fat cells for fuel. Hence, it makes weight loss extremely difficult. By controlling insulin levels and keeping them at a low level, the body has easier access to stored energy in the fat cells, mobilizing those fat cells for energy and thereby losing weight. The reason why we store excess weight in our fat cells is also due to insulin. Insulin levels, when elevated, increase the transportation and conversion of glucose to triglycerides, which are then stored in the fat cells. Unfortunately, the plateau of this concept or this process doesn't exist. Essentially, your body can keep converting excess glucose into triglycerides indefinitely. And this is the reason why we see so many severely overweight individuals. And you often wonder, how is it possible for someone to eat that much food to gain that much weight? Well, it's not how much food they're eating, it's what they're eating. Because those people usually crave carbohydrates and sugary foods because their insulin levels are already so unstable. In so doing, they constantly are elevating their insulin production and levels, preventing the body chemistry from actually accessing stored energy from fat cells. So whether it's a type 2 diabetic or an obese individual, the key behind managing these individuals and normalizing both their blood sugar and their weight is to control and manage insulin levels. And this is essential if we want long-term results for these people. You can starve these people into losing weight. And when you do so, it's usually done with high carbohydrate foods because they tend to be lower in calories. But the end result of that will be continued elevation of insulin and ultimate failure. And whatever weight they manage to lose will very likely be regained very quickly as soon as a more normal caloric intake takes place. By adjusting insulin levels and teaching these individuals how to control their insulin on an ongoing basis without having to totally give up their favorite foods can help to liberate them and not only control their weight, but their blood sugar as well. This concept is important to understand because it really is going to save lives for the obese as well as for the diabetic.